It's boring to go alone, so take this podcast from Radio 1 91 FM.
Just have a little bit of time to go to the international situation. And tonight I'm joined by Aurelion. I hope that's some good pronunciation, who is French and living in Greenland. Hello.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for coming. So do you just want to give a bit of an introduction on who you are and what your story is?
So, yeah, I'm a French student, and I'm now in Greenland for 6 months. And so, yeah, I guess that's me.
Yeah, but you've been involved in politics in France for a while, or?
Yeah. I mean, especially 2 years ago, we had this big fight for retirement age. So that was quite intense also. And before I started also with all the demonstration for climate. And yeah, that was also quite a bit of thing in France.
Yeah, yeah. So what was the retirement age thing about again?
It's because they wanted, the government wanted to, pass a law. I mean, they did pass a law that you will have to work more and with more hours to have your entire retirement social, grants. Sorry, my English is not that good.
No, you're good.
So yeah, and the thing is, they didn't asked the parliament to do it, so they just ran into the process and passed it without the agreement of the people and the parliament. So,
wow, yeah, okay, but so the government has changed now, is that right?
I mean, the government didn't change because for now we don't have a government, because following the European election, the president just a few hours after the result decided to dissolve the parliament,
right?
And as the government is representing the parliament, I don't know if you followed the election thing, but now we have three main blocks. So the left, that it was luckily won.
Yeah.
The election was really not easy. And the far right is the second main group, and then the presidential bloc, and then this three group doesn't have the majority, so the president cannot really constitute government. And I mean, I think he doesn't want to constitute government with the left, so we kind of on a standby.
Yeah. Okay. So, but everyone thought it was going to be quite a right wing government, right? And then it changed at the last moment.
Yeah, because the thing is, between these three weeks from the announcement of the dissolution until the last round of the election, everyone thought that the far right party founded by Nazi so was winning. And I mean, all the mainstream medias did everything in their power to do it, and I was quite impressive. For example, we have one main billionaire called Vincent Bolloré, and he bought a lot of new medias, and he really scheduled radio shows and TV shows to make campaign for the far right party,
right?
And so I guess the left won. I mean, it's not really a win, because the far right party just increased almost doubled the number of seats, and
oh wow,
it was not a problem at all to speak about it in the mainstream media. So yeah, I guess it's still a problem with there's still a big problem about the extreme right in France. It's everyone's thinking that it's normal to speak about it and that it's acceptable.
Wow, interesting.
To speak about it. And yeah, the other thing is we saw in France all the violence that these people are going to, because they felt legitimate to insult people in the streets, beat people. For example, there was a bakery burned down with inscriptions on the wall about racist and homophobic stuff. Yeah. A lot of people receive letters, like death threats, especially wow. journalists and lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really scary. And then the thing is, like, we must not forget that. We must not forget these 3 weeks. That was really, really intense for a lot of people.
Definitely.
And not really say, like, okay, the left have the majority, because many people didn't want that and then spoke about it with their family, with their friends, and really, really did a good job, I guess, for that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Interesting.
We don't have to forget that.
Yeah. So what happens now then if you have to wait for the prime minister to choose the government, or how does that work?
So the president's choosing the government, but yep. the thing is, he's not really into the left.
Right.
So
is this Macron?
Yeah. So he will, like, I think he will never choose, and I mean, I'm not the only person thinking that, but he will never choose a left prime minister.
Right.
And a lot of his previous ministers that are now deputies said, no, we want alliance with the right, not the extreme right, but absolutely not the left.
Yeah, interesting.
So, yeah, so they for now, the government is kept as it was before, but it didn't have any legitimacy in front of the parliament, so they cannot do that much.
Right.
It's just like to keep the country running, but they cannot do that much, so they have to, like, the president will have to change prime minister soon.
Yeah,
that
okay.
will be really interesting.
Yeah, so we still just have to wait and see what happens, pretty much.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's so interesting. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for telling us about that. We've got a song here from you. Do you want to talk about that just briefly?
Yeah. So it's from an artist that is also close to my home region.
Yeah.
So that's my
where is your home region?
And she's speaking about, like, how she's tired of these friends voting for these extreme right parties, and it's called Bleu Marine because it's the name of a color, and Marine is the name of the far right party leader, so Marine Le Pen.
I see. Very cool. Well, we'll play that now, and that's also the end of my show for tonight. So thank you so much to Orléans for chatting about the French election with us. Thanks to Chloe and Purple Dog for the interviews earlier today. And yeah, we'll play... sorry, I'm going to get the pronunciation wrong. Bleu Marine?
Bleu Marine, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, perfect. You're on Radio 1, 91 FM. Have a lovely, lovely evening.
Thanks for choosing a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.